Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. A lot of people feel that there's a great deal of fun to be had from messing about in boats. Our island draft find the trouble starts when you mess about with the people who are in the boats.
I say, Heather.
Yes, Mr. Phillips?
I've just been looking in the local paper, and there's a horse show next week. How about my taking you to it?
No, thank you.
Why not?
I've seen a horse.
Have you really? Oh, some people have all the luck. No, you don't understand. No, it's a gymkhana.
I don't care if it's an alleycana. I've still seen a horse.
Pity. Well, how about this? A grand carnival dance with Percy, Don't Rock Your Grandmother Hoskins, and his novelty trio. Fancy dress competition, spotty prizes. I mean... prize spots. surprise pot.
Oh, don't bother. I never go to orgies.
Oh, don't be silly. How could it possibly be an orgy? Grandma Hoskins is going to be there.
Oh, and there's number one buzzing, Leslie.
Oh, let him wait. That's long enough. Coming.
Come in.
Grandma Hoskins reporting, sir. A spotty Percy's redecorating your hall.
Mr. Phillips,
You buzzed, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I buzzed. In fact, I've been pressing this buzzer rigorously every 5 minutes since I arrived at this office, but absolutely nothing happened.
Oh, yes, it is, sir. The register thing went...
Then why the blazes didn't you come in?
Well, I'm only one zuz.
You're only what?
One zuz means I'm wanted, sir, and zuz means Heather's wanted.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Who's supposed to answer zuz then?
Oh, no, sir. It means, don't come in, Heather. I'm changing my trousers.
You know, I should have written this code down.
Yes, sir. We were wondering why you've been changing your trousers over the last 5 minutes.
Mr. Phillips?
Zuz, huh? I mean, aye, sir.
Commander Povey's been on the phone this morning, and we're being lumbered with a little taxi work for the Admiral.
Taxi work, sir?
Yes, I gather the Admiral is taking part in a sailing regatta at Whittlesea Bay, and we are to transport his gin-filled carcass there in Troutbridge.
Oh, lummy. We've only just got rid of all the empties from his last visit.
I had noticed. Every flat surface in the unit has got a table lamp made out of a gin bottle standing on it.
Yes, sir. When's the Admiral arriving, sir?
Well, later on today. I'm on shore traveling down from the Admiralty with him, and they'll all be coming over here in Commander Povey's launch.
Why couldn't Povey take the old man to Whittlesea in the launch, sir?
Well, I imagine with the amount of alcoholic refreshment the Admiral likes to have handy, he needs at least a frigate to transport it.
They're coming.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee reporting, sir, and it's not back yet.
What isn't?
Your uniform from the dry cleaner, sir.
Huh?
And the fact that a certain relative of mine is attending a grand carnival dance in fancy dress as a first lieutenant is a pure coincidence, sir.
It had better be, Chief.
Even if it isn't, sir, you'll never prove it.
I shan't even try. The dry cleaners have had that uniform for longer than I have.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. Yeah, well, it got ever so slightly mislaid in the packing department, sir. And it missed the delivery van. Again.
Again? They've been trying to get that uniform into the van for years.
Oh, lummy, I sent one of mine last week.
Yes, sir, it's come up like new, sir.
Oh, good. You mean it's back?
Well, very nearly, sir. But unfortunately, it was ever so slightly mislaid in the packing department, sir.
And it missed the van?
I'm afraid so, sir, yeah. And the fact that another relative of mine is attending a grand carnival dance as a sub-lieutenant is another pure coincidence.
You know, Chief, your relatives are going to make that dance look like a family reunion for Jack Hawkins.
Yes, they've very little imagination, sir.
That is understandable. Your imagination is enough for the lot of them. Now, Chief, I want Troutbridge made ready at once.
You do, sir?
Yes, Chief. Commander Shaw, Commander Povey, and the Admiral will be here shortly, and we shall be attending a regatta.
A re-water?
A regatta.
Oh, I see. Well, In that case, sir, I shall plead not guilty and reserve my defence.
Chief, a regatta is concerned with yacht racing.
Yeah, very likely, sir, but with two commanders and an admiral floating about, you can't be too careful.
That's the right, Chief. Now, make sure all the necessary stores are aboard Trout Bridge.
And remember that the admiral will be on board, so when you think there's enough gin in the wardroom...
Double it and have another 6 crates in reserve. Aye, aye, sir.
Get loading, then, Chief. Get loading. Ninety-nine. One more crate to go on top.
Gently does it, Johnson. Hoop.
100.
Well done.
Ninety-nine.
Why, you fumble-fisted, air-brained, slap-dash, ineffective, bungling rate nit. Do you know how much that crate's worth?
Yeah, about fourpence. It's broken.
So will you be, Johnson, into hundreds of little bits if number one ever finds out you've done in 6 bottles of gin.
Oh, dear, what am I going to do then?
Well, it's simple, my son. Whip the bulbs and shades off some of those perishing table lamps we made after the gaffer's last visit, of course.
Yeah, but they're empty bottles, Chief.
Fill them up with paraffin and serve it to the admiral. He'll never notice the difference.
He will if he smokes.
He probably will if anyone else does, mate. Now, come on, fill them up.
All right, but you won't mind if I hang about near the lifeboats during this trip, will you?
Unfortunately, Johnson, your duties during this short, sharp voyage will necessitate you being elsewhere than hanging around them lifeboats. You, Johnson, will be heavily engaged in Operation Gash for Cash.
Hey, Gash for Cash? What's that then?
Well, I'll explain. Look, I've come to a little arrangement with the bloke who keeps the Duke's head, my son. Concerning a new supplier of high-quality rum.
A new supplier wouldn't be you by any chance, would it?
How did you guess? You've no doubt noticed, Johnson, that it is the custom in the Navy to ditch any of the rum ration that's left over after that spirits. And the Jimmy Bungs slings all that lovely liquor out the scuppers.
Yeah, we've seen you wince every time it happens.
Ooh, the terrible waste gets me when it hurts most, Johnson.
Now, I bet it does.
All right. Far be it from a Pertwee to interfere with naval tradition, but I see no objection to sort of bypassing it a bit, you?
No.
Good. How are you on plumbing, Johnson?
Well, I've never done any.
Well, you're about to. Lots of it. Now then, I'll tell you what I want. Look.
Yeah.
I want a pipe.
Yeah.
Fixed at the end of them scuppers there, see?
Yeah.
So that the rum ends up in a bucket,
yeah,
which Chief Petty Officer Pertwee is about to lend you in a burst of unaccustomed generosity.
Well, I bet I have to sign for it.
Yeah, in triplicate. Now, come on. Let's get aboard so you can get that pipe fixed before the others turn up.
Right, yeah.
Choice been left to me, I would have suggested that the Admiral had made the trip to the regatta in any other ship but Troutbridge.
Well, why is that, Commander Bovier?
Well, he'd have automatically doubled his chances of getting there.
There's nothing to worry about, sir. I'm navigating.
Good grief. In that case, we shall either end up wedged in the Manchester Ship Canal or ice-bound in the Arctic.
And which would you prefer, sir? Where's the Admiral now, sir?
Drinking gin somewhere, I expect. Commander Shaw's with him.
And I hope they'll be very happy together.
Oh, all in fun. Ain't a nice filly, that Shaw.
Yeah, well, dear, I gather he's in the outer office.
Excuse me, sir. The Admiral and Commander Shaw are here, sir.
I'll ask them to come in at once, sir.
Aye, aye, sir. This way, please, gentlemen.
We're about time, too. Where's the gin? I want a gin.
Oh, how do you do, sir? It's been quite some time.
Rum and lime?
Filthy muck.
Where's the confounded gin, eh?
The Admiral's thirsty again. He hasn't had a nip for 10 minutes.
Well, I have, but I'm not saying where.
Can I rub it for you?
No!
Philip!
Oh, whoops.
They're all temperance, that's what it is. Every rot-cutting one of them. I've fallen into the hands of the enemy.
Oh, for goodness sake, give the Admiral a gin, number one, or he'll burst a blood vessel. Probably one of yours.
Yeah, certainly, sir.
Ah! About time, too.
Say when, John. I said say when, John.
Don't worry, number one. He will. Eventually.
I doubt it. When?
Just in time. One more drop and it would have overflowed.
Fiddling little glasses, these are. Oh, well, cheers.
Will there be anything else, sir?
No, I don't think so, Heather, thank you.
Yeah, well, where's she going? Wait. Tell her about the trip, will you, Shaw?
Certainly, sir. Number one, the Admiral would like Heather to come aboard Troutbridge and see the Dugatta as well.
Well, the regulations, the re-rins on board are terribly strict, and I don't know...
Oh, that's quite all right. He's bringing another 6 wrens from Pompey, and she can muck in with them.
Good grief, he's taking his own confounded harem with him.
Very well, then. See you aboard Troutbridge, Heather.
What the blazes happened to the gin? Only got one bottle on the whole blasted island, or something.
So, coming up, sir.
Well, I wouldn't mind, but I'm sure it's been watered down. It hasn't got the kick of a flea in it. Well, keep going, man. Who do you think I am, the vicar?
There you are, chief. There's your pipe finished.
Well done, Johnson. Well done. Now, the main thing is that pipe leak-proof?
Yes, Chief. I can assure you from first-hand knowledge that it is.
Eh? What do you mean?
Rum isn't the only thing that comes down the scuppers, Chief. About... About 5 minutes ago, I copped the lot in the mush.
I see. Then get to windward, you evil, and smell a little plum of you.
I never knew there was that much dirty washing up water.
In every business enterprise, Johnson, there are little snakes.
This wasn't a little one, there were blooming gallons of it.
All right, don't go on.
It was up to me knees in froth from soap powder.
Now look, will you shut out of that, your frothy knees?
They'll rust, they will.
All right, belt up.
Have you ever had rust?
Belt up! Now then, put the kettle on.
Oh, I love a cup of tea.
Hard luck, you're not getting one. I don't want tea, I want steam.
Steam?
Yeah, to get the labels off a couple of big tins.
What do you want to get them all for?
Oh, blimey, because you inelegant ponging monster. Come here. Look, when we collect the rum in the bucket from that pipe...
Yeah?
We've got to keep it somewhere and smuggle it off Troutbridge later.
Oh, I'm a nit, aren't I?
Yeah, first class. Now then, look, I'm going to steam the labels off these tins.
Yeah.
Punch a couple of holes in the sides.
Yeah.
Tip the contents out so that we can pour the rum into them. Plug the holes up and stick the labels back on again.
Oh, you're ingenious, that's what you are.
Now then, clever with it, Johnson. Now then, get that kettle on.
What?
I trust you approve of the ship's wardrobe, sir. We've just had it refitted.
Eh? Oh, never mind about what you've knitted in the wardrobe. Where's the gin? Number one, I want a man sent over to me sailing yacht to slap some varnish on the cockpit. See to it, will you?
Certainly, sir. Mr. Phillips, you're officer of the day, aren't you? I have a word with the chief.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll tell him to get somebody onto it when I issue the rum, sir.
When you issue it? Have you any idea what time it is?
Oh, no, sir. It must be about, Oh. Lummy, I'm late with the rummy. I'll issue it at once, sir.
I should, Mr. Phillips, or you'll get lynched by an irate stoker.
Oh, don't worry, sir. I'll explain to them that I've been having a drink, sir. No, perhaps not. No. Excuse me.
More blasted inefficiency.
Well, never mind about blasted inefficiency. How about some more blasted gin?
Gracious, you know, I can't help feeling our guest is going to get through more gin than the whole of the ship's company will run.
All right, lads, all right. You'll get your top in a minute. Here comes Mr. Phillips now.
Excuse me. Sorry I'm late. I was having a
gin in the boardroom, sir?
No, scotch, as a matter of fact. No. I never touch the stuff. I mean,
Look, do you think we could get on with issuing the lads rum, sir? They're parched.
Well, there's plenty of water in it. Oh, yes, certainly. Where's the issue book?
Here you are, sir.
Right, carry on.
Hey, miss.
AMS, sir.
What is? AMS. AMS, yes. 2-5.
2-5, sir. Next mess.
By the way, Chief, details how many to varnish the Admiral's sailing yacht first thing in the morning, will you?
What, all of it?
No, just the cockpit cowling and the wheel.
Oh, I said, I'll put Ginger onto it. He'll make a
B mess.
A B mess, sir.
A B mess. Oh, yes, right. 2-4.
Johnson. Oh, Johnson.
Over here, Chief.
Look, did you get the gash rum all right?
Yeah. It wasn't half a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was ever so slightly my fault. I forgot to mention that I'd got several working partners out, and Mr. Phillips had drawn their rum ration.
Oh, so he had to ditch it all.
Oh, terrible waste.
Yeah.
Which, thanks to my ingenuity, is now sealed up in tins bound for the Duke's Head. Right, where are the tins?
Back in the ship's stores, Chief.
You're a good lad, Johnson. Right, stand by for Operation Gash for Cash. Mark two when we sail tomorrow morning.
Hey, when are them wrens coming aboard?
Oh, just before we sail, unfortunately. They're not allowed to spend the night on board for some reason.
Wonder why that is.
Oh, probably because there have been Pertwees in the Navy for generations. Now, Johnson, you name the rule, and I'll tell you which Pertwees were responsible for them having to make it.
I reckon they'll have to dedicate the new manual to you, Chief.
Yeah, very likely. Now, I better find Ginger and get him varnishing the Admiral's yacht. You'll have to go over to Whittlesea Bay by bus tonight.
Wow.
Steady at that.
Steady at that, sir.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir.
A bit more. Now straighten up.
Straighten her up, sir.
Oh, well done, Pertwee. We're in the open sea. Well, nearly.
I congratulate you both. You've opened up a bit more of it.
Well, they've no right to build gasworks so close to the shore.
Where's the Admiral this morning, Sean?
Sleeping it off, I imagine.
Funny thing, that. Just before he passed out last night, I could have sworn he smelt of paraffin.
Paraffin?
Now, after you, Heather.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've just been showing Heather over the ship.
Have you, sir? How gruelling for you.
Well, perhaps you'd like to explain to me how you navigate the ship, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I can tell you that, miss. You see, he waits till he can see something on dry land, then he aims off it and hits it.
Well, I think it's terribly clever of him to understand all these dials and gadgets.
If only he did, it would be quite brilliant.
Steady on, sir, steady on. I mean, I know how to read that one.
Congratulations, it's a clock.
Well, after all, sir, he's got to start somewhere.
Thank you, Pertwee. Lummy is 10 past. Full ahead, Chief, or we'll never get to the regatta starting point in time.
Full ahead it is, sir.
Well, thanks for the ride, number one. I must get aboard me yacht.
Oh, pleasure, sir.
I say, you want to keep an eye on the chap who supplies your gin, you know.
Really, sir?
Yeah. Last view I had last night tasted like paraffin.
There's an old
shock intact.
By the dike, Nelly Bar.
What the devil's that?
I can't imagine, sir. This... Oh, good gracious. It's the racy who varnished your yacht.
Dear old pals, jolly old pals, always together in Manchester weather. Hound dog. Ole!
Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I think I'll get somebody to put him out of his misery.
Yeah. Number one, before you bung him in the rattle, find out where he got the stuff from and tell him I want an introduction.
Certainly, sir.
Drinking! Drinking! D-R-I!
And Chief.
Yes, sir. Gay.
Attend to the Cavalier of Song, will you?
Oh, I said.
Ahoy, yeah.
All right, all right. Come here, you alcoholic Yorkshire pudding, you. Come on.
I forgot where I got to. I'll start again. Dior!
Now you perishing well won't, Ginger. Johnson!
Yes, Chief?
Come and give me a hand with the Liberace of Leeds.
Right, Chief.
My, oh, my. answered for all the van.
Well, why didn't you put it a van? What the heck have you been drinking anyway, Ginger?
I haven't. Not a drop of the demon alcohol.
All right. Don't fight it. We get the idea.
He must have had gallons.
I tell you, I haven't. Not even a cup of tea.
Oh, come off it. How did you get in this state, then?
Well, I'll tell you. It was the varnish.
The varnish? You stupid breaking it. Have you been drinking the varnish?
Certainly not. It was the fumes. There were fumes everywhere. Fumes.
All right. Fumes. Here, come here. Turn around. Oh, no, Ginger, where'd you get that varnish from?
Six stars and it smells lovely.
Yeah, it should.
Here, I just thought of something, Chief.
Yeah, so have I, Johnson, so have I. Look, what was written on the labels of those tins we, refilled?
I'd rather not repeat it.
What was on them?
Father Gay's four square eye gloss varnish.
I knew it, Ginger.
Brother.
Ginger, you stupid clod of it, know-nothing northern nit. You varnished the Admiral's yacht with rum.
Well, it's come up a smashing colour.
Yeah, so will he if he finds out. Quick, Johnson, let's get him below before he starts singing again.
Too late, I've started. There's an old Bilbo.
All right.
I say, Heather.
Well?
Isn't this jolly romantic? Just you and I on the deck in the sunshine, watching all those yachts lining up in the calm waters, without so much as a ripple to spoil it.
There is just one thing spoiling it.
What's that?
Well, we're standing by the galley ventilator and I can smell onions.
Oh, jolly good. Stew again. Let's try one of the other vents and see if we can find out what's for afters.
Who said the English weren't great lovers?
I don't know. It wasn't me. Prunes. No, I tell a lie. Marmalade roll.
I think the grass is about to start.
Oh, so it is. Let's go up on the bridge, Heather. We'll get a better view.
Well, I'd love to, Leslie, but I think I'd better get back to the other end, so you carry on.
What, with the other end? I mean, can't I come up with you? Hmm?
Well, don't you think you'd look a tiny bit conspicuous in our quarters?
Oh, I suppose I would, really. Mind you, I could have a marvellous 5 minutes before I've rumbled.
Leslie!
He's on the bridge, actually. I'd better get up on the bridge and carry on with the other ends. I go and see how things are going.
Bridge, number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. I think the yachts are under starter's order, sir.
Where are they? Thank you, Goldstein. It would seem the race is about to start, gentlemen.
Thank goodness for that. I wish they'd get the darn thing over with so that I could get back to my office.
Well, I don't care what happens so long as I can get my feet back on terra firma. I feel distinctly indisposed.
You know, Commander Shaw, it beats me why you ever joined the Navy.
Well, I don't see why. It's a grand life. It's just being on the water I can't abide. Filthy stuff. It won't keep still for a moment.
Are we ready to get underway, Mr. Phillips?
I shouldn't think so for a minute. Well, yes, sir. Absolutely. Where to?
Mr. Phillips, we are supposed to be waiting here until this confounded race starts. And then we make for cows and pick up the Admiral when the race is over.
Aye, sir. Oh.
What's the matter now?
Nothing, sir.
Good.
Sir.
Well?
Where is cows?
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee reporting for duties as coxswain, sir.
Oh, thank heavens for that. You do know the way to cows, don't you, Pertwee?
Certainly, sir. You take the ferry from Southampton, then a number 11 bus from Ryde Pier.
Oh, yes, of course. How silly of me. Yeah, that's not quite what I meant.
Get off, sir! Chief,
This is not 3:30 at Kempton Park.
I say, what's the Admiral up to? Looks to me he's doing the hokey-cokey.
But he'll fall overboard in a minute.
Put on one of the glasses for a moment, sir. I've got a nasty feeling he may have got a touch of the sun on his varnish.
Well, here you are, Chief Borromine.
Thank you very much, sir. Oh, blimey.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, sir, unless I'm mistaken, the Admiral's singing, sir.
Oh, good grief.
Very likely, sir. And he's also going in the opposite direction to all the other yachts, sir.
My joy will serve him right for drinking paraffin.
Mr. Phillips, sir, we'd better get after him at once and pick him up before he capsizes.
Aye, aye, sir. Slow ahead together, Chief.
Slow ahead together, sir.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, sir.
When on earth did he get the stuff at this time in the morning?
Yes, I mean, first the racing who varnished the yacht, and now...
We're catching him up now, sir. Right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a bit, sir. Oh, darling, look out, sir.
What's the matter?
At the other yacht, sir. Look, sir.
Where?
We're dead ahead, sir. What? Look, sir.
Oh, blimey. Oh.
Do something, man.
Yeah, do something, yes. Run away. I say, move over a bit, will you?
Yes, but...
Gangway!
Look out, sir. Look out!
I say, chat.
Stone me. Anyone for firewood?
He's stopped the lot. He's overturned every yacht in the race.
Bar one, sir.
Get alongside the Admiral, Mr. Phillips.
Are you mad, number one? Don't you think that idiot has done enough damage for one day without bashing the Admiral out of the water as well?
Well, it wasn't my fault, sir. They were in the way.
Stand aside, I'll do it. Steady as you are, coxswain.
Steady as I am, sir.
Starboard 10.
Starboard 10 it is, sir.
Stop engines.
Stop engines, sir.
Oh!
Magnificent, sir. We're coming up right alongside his yacht.
If you ask me, he wanted a bit more left hand down a bit, sir.
Oh, really?
Coming alongside now, sir.
Blast of me poop deck! What are you doing?
Oh, blimey, where's the Admiral's mast gone?
What the blazes? I hit him.
I told you he should have been left hand down a bit.
How the devil did that happen? We should have cleared him by a couple of feet.
Well, I can't think, sir. I mean, there's nothing projecting from the ship's side that's good. Chief.
Permission to go below, sir. I've just said enough.
Chief, what's that pipe on the end of the scuppers?
Pipe,
sir? Pipe, Chief. It appears to lead from the scuppers round to the store's porthole.
So it does, sir. Well, yes, so it... Well, I can explain. Oh, yes, I can explain, sir. I was just keeping Britain tidy, sir. See, the thought of all that refuse being thrown in the sea,
including
sir.
The gash rum, of course?
Of course, sir. No. No, not that, sir. Just the refuse, sir. It's an hobby of mine, sir. I've got a relative who collects it.
He collects refuse?
Yes, sir, he's a refuse collector.
We will discuss his collection later. In the meanwhile, there's a little matter of our collection, Chief.
Our collection?
Yes, Chief. I understand a relative of yours wishes to make a generous donation to the Unit Comfort Fund.
Oh, that's most unlikely, sir. No relative of mine would dream of
The one who collects refuse, Chief.
Yes, sir. I quite understand, sir, yes. Very, very philanthropical.
Now, you better lower a boat and fish the Admiral out.
Fish him out.
Oh, I don't. He's never had water with it before, and he won't want to start now.
Any chance of salvage money, sir?
No, Chief. Just get him out. Grand morning, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Ginger was Michael Bates, Heather was Heather Chasen, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and the Admiral was played by Tenniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.